Hey guys, this is Ishai Breslauer and welcome to the CRE Shark Eye Show, where we discuss commercial real estate. On Mondays, we dive deep into an asset class, and on Thursdays, we go into some inspirational stories for the weekend. Can't wait to start. Let's go. All right, guys, how you doing? This is my first live, I would say, on LinkedIn, on Facebook. I've done this times before, and also on YouTube. I've done this time and time, I said a few times beforehand. I just want to make sure I actually am live. So I'm just going to check this out for a second. But I can't see this. So I hope I am. And that's it. So anyways, here's the deal. Let me just get back here. Okay. What I wanted to share with you guys today, I'm going to do this a lot. So what we are going to do basically is I want to talk to you about and tell you about my story, my origin story, how I started to get into real estate. Not even commercial real estate. That's a different story for another time. But how did I get that in the first place? And what did I do? And that's a story I hope you guys enjoy. It will give you some motivation, especially in these crazy times of COVID. And there's going to be also a podcast and a show that I'm going to make. And as you can see, the equipment is growing and stuff like that. I'm a freak of commercial real estate, and that's what I am. And also motivational type of stuff and everything that is related to that. So I want to start with, it goes back into me being around my mid-30s. I was an educator for basically 13 years. I was an educator. We came from New York to Israel. That's where I live. I work mostly in New York, but I live in Israel. and at the time, I was an educator, and we started programming for teenagers who come from America to Israel. I had to fly to every single place that you can imagine, every single town in the U.S., and I was all around. I was literally all around. It was pretty nuts and crazy. And I was flying to New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Toronto, you name it, to go recruit students and stuff like that. I've been to every single Jewish community that you could imagine. Not everyone, but almost all the way, you know, all of them in North America. And that was pretty crazy and exciting and insane. So here goes, the story goes as follows. And I am coming to Israel and I'm not making the income that I would like to make. And things are not happening the way I want them to happen. It's not amazing. It's not hype. It's not, you know, I'm not doing what I have to do. And I'm starting to get frustrated. And I started to think, okay, what am I doing wrong? Because when I was in America, I didn't have to think that way. Everything was fine. And I did everything okay. What am I doing wrong? And that was my thought process at the time. And I'm saying to myself, all right, what should I change? And the one thing that came to me, and I started talking to friends of mine around me, and every one of my friends is high caliber type of people. And I'm starting to ask them, guys, what is going to change here? What is going to be different? What is going to be different with this type of, you know, life that I have? And they said, you have to go to, you know, you have to maybe change job, change careers. One of them said to me, I read this book, and this is a very cool book. It's called Rich Dad Poor Dad. That's Robert Kiyosaki. And he said, maybe you should read that book. That's, you know, that could help you. That could be great. And he said to me what this book is about this rich dad and the poor dad, and this whole thing. And I said, and he told me about Robert Kiyosaki. And I looked at him and I said, you know what? And that was over 10 years ago. That was a long time ago. That was about, I would say, 13 years ago, something like that. And he's telling me, you should read it. You should get into it. And I would dismiss it. I said, I don't care about this. Little I knew that just a couple of days after, what happened was that I went to play basketball. I used to play basketball at the time. Today, I jog mostly. I do more soft court stuff. You know, I'm 47 and I don't want to, you know, hurt myself that badly. So I'm trying to be, I watch myself and being careful. But at the time it was more hardcore. I played basketball at a pretty serious level. Not as I was in my 20s, but of course I played basketball and I had a pretty good game. I go for a jump shot and then I landed someone's foot and I tore my ligaments. I still remember the pain. I can still hear myself, actually. I still hear the screams. And it was like I was crying from pain and I could not move. And a friend of mine came and literally picked me up. I could not move. And we went to the ER and they put like a certain type of cast on the foot. It was like huge already. It was pretty bad. Anyways, for the next month, about a month, I was with my leg up. I could not move my foot, meaning at all. I could not walk. I was like going to the bathroom was like walking. It was like a journey. It was like insane. Anyways, I'm lying down with my foot up and what can I do? And I got introduced to YouTube in a way that I've never been introduced to. And I started watching YouTube, which could be so educational and so insanely great. You know, YouTube is just an unbelievable tool. And it's unreal. And I was so excited about this. I just want to check out if my microphone works. I wish I had a way to know. This is new to me, this live stream thing. But anyways, one second. Let me check my LinkedIn for a second. Guys, bear with me for a second. I just want to see if this whole thing could be... La, 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 la. One second. Okay. Are we on? Are we not on? I have no idea. Okay. Okay. Yeah. We are on. We are on. It's cool. All good. Okay. I'm keeping on going. I'm going to close my LinkedIn not to create any conflicts and stuff like that. So anyways, the bottom line is, and I'm going to make it very, very short and very to the point. And this is crazy. I tore my ligaments. Everything was nuts. And I started watching YouTube and my friend who told me about Robert Kiyosaki and Rich Dad, Poor Dad and all that stuff. And I'm watching this and I'm like, this dude is amazing. And before I read The Rich Dad, Poor Dad, this book, I started understanding what investing is. And that was the first time, that was the first time I was like, you know, introduced to that thing. It was unbelievable. And I'm looking at this and video after video after video. And you, trust me, when you sit around, when you're at home, you cannot walk. You can barely walk to the bathroom and your foot is all the way up in the air. And you're like, that's what you could do. So I learned, you know, I learned Torah, meaning I learned the scriptures, the Talmud, whatever it could. And also I looked at the videos and I started educating myself financially. And that was the first thing I've ever done. And I've decided then and there that I'm going to make a move after that. Right after that, I started to get better and better, of course. And I registered to a course about how to invest, what to do with your money and stuff like that. And I went to this academy that was related to the Robert Kiyosaki idea at the time. It's so funny because I'm so behind it right now, but that's what got me excited in the first place. And anyways, and I'm so not behind it, in front of it, whatever you want to call it. Anyways, so at the time I'm going with it. It's unbelievable. And I registered myself with a couple of friends, a few friends of mine registered into a course of how to buy, either you call it a single family home, wherever you are in the world, condo, apartment, whatever. And I went into that course that was a very basic course of how to invest in real estate. And I got excited about this and I started learning. I went with a few friends and once we were done with the course, and meanwhile I was flying back and I had to make up with flying back and forth, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Toronto, whatever. And I had to make up time with all these things. And I learned how to do the very basic thing, just like everybody else who's, you know, wants to do flips, the single family homes or income producing type of stuff. And I remember that when we were done, my friends were like, cool, let's do it. And I say, let's do it, but let's do more courses. And they were like, what? Why would you need more courses? Well, let's do it. And I started taking courses about financing. First, the basic stuff, you know, residential and stuff like that. But then the financing went to how to do the stuff in the US, because I went back and forth to US, how to do the things there. So it started with a basic course, also single family homes, flips, all that stuff that everybody's familiar with, that the whole world is doing courses with that. But the one thing that really got me excited, I said, construction is something, development is something that excites me. How am I going to do this? What am I going to do? So anyways, here's the thing. I went into this whole thing and I said to myself, I am going to learn how to renovate and how to develop. And I knew that I had an ability in my previous place that I had to build another floor. I never knew what to do with it. My wife, you know, women always pushes us, and you know, and we men, we're just like nothings. We're what we call in we call nebuchs, as we call it. And she was pushing me, and I said, I don't know how to do it. I don't know. But anyways, I went to that course about construction development, whatever, the basic stuff of how to renovate and rehab on a residential level, maybe a little more. And I got excited and I said, I'm going to see what zoning I have. I researched the zoning because I learned how to do it, what type of permits I have. And I did that. And I built another floor and I rented it out, leased it out. It was awesome. And everybody in the street where I lived came to me and said, how in the world did you do that? And I explained to them about the zoning and helped them check that out, what type of permits they need, what type of stuff they need. And within a couple of years, the whole street went to this level, to that, like another flight up, you know, to each place, to each apartment and stuff like that. And that was insane. That was insane. And showed me that I really need to switch careers. Not that I didn't love what I do. Until today, I love it. I'm a teacher and I love to teach. It's my passion. I enjoy it very, very, very much. And, but the one thing that was unreal and unbelievable was that I felt that I need to switch careers. I felt that something needs to happen. I need to switch gears and things need to change for me. And that was a huge, huge moment. I'll never forget. It was a huge moment. And, you know, I went into that all in. I went into this whole thing. I went to it all in. And I remember that I started doing this and I'm doing more courses. And then I started getting into real estate development courses, like on a commercial level. And then income producing stuff and value add deals and all kind of things that are much more in, you know, advanced. I knew the commercial real estate is my passion. I didn't know much about it, but I knew that it's exciting to me. And at that point, I remember there was a shift. I decided I need to change careers. I wanted to shift careers. I wanted to do something different. And I decided to become a part of the real estate community. But how in the world do I do that? I didn't want to be a broker. It was not my passion, even though brokerage could be awesome. And a residential broker I'm talking about. And it was, I didn't know how to do that. I didn't know how to enter it. I lived, meaning I was all in Israel at the time. And I said to myself, what do I do in order to engage myself and to learn the most I can learn? And it was clear to me that I have to join a mega company, a big shop, as we call it, you know, in our language, to learn everything I can about this business of real estate. And that would be the best for me. But who would take a guy like me? So I said to myself, I really want to work in a company. And it's an Israeli company that is a global company. A lot of you guys know it. It's called Africa Israel. And I said to myself, I really want to work there. I was 37 years old. I said, I really want to work there. How in the world am I going to do this? And unbelievable. What happened, the story goes, and it's crazy. I started researching who knows someone in Africa Israel. And I didn't see that, but I scheduled an appointment. Maybe that academy that I went to that taught me all this real estate stuff, they have connections. There are a lot of entrepreneurs there. There are a lot of real estate operators there from all over the world. Let's talk to them. So I went there and I met with one of the consultants. I remember until this day, guys, I sat with a guy and I'm telling him, that's who I am. You know me. I'm the educator for 13 years, doing very well with that. But I want to shift careers right now. Oh, it's time to change things. What am I supposed to do? What should I do now? And he said, what do you want to do? So I said, I want to work in a large company to learn this business top to bottom. I want to be a part of this. So he says to me, what do you want to work? So I told him, Africa, Israel. And he literally had to hold himself not to laugh at me. It was like, said, Yishai, let me tell you something. You are an educator. You have a great resume for an educator. But no one in the world will take you in to real estate. No one in the world is going to do that. You're not going to be a part of it. Just face it. It's not going to happen. Just be a great investor. Keep on learning how to invest. So I told him, I exhausted all my resources. I want to become a real estate guy, not just a passive investor. I want to do this. I want to make this. I want to have a career in this. So you say you're 37. You are old, right? And I remember looking at him and saying, okay, I heard you. And he burned me up. And then there I've made a decision that I will make it happen. I will make it happen. And I literally called a lot of people I know. And finally I got, you know, one of my closest friends said, I have someone for you. And he said, I want you to talk to this guy. They're looking for something unique. Talk to them. I talked to them and they said, we want to enter Africa Israel, that same company. We want to offer them something. Do you want to do that with your experience, etc.? I said, I have no experience, but let's do this. Somehow I convinced them and we got to the market, vice president of marketing and sales in that company. And we're sitting in front of him and I'm telling him his story. I'm being very honest. I have no experience. I'm this, I'm that. I'm 37. I did great with this and that. But he said, okay, you're coming to me and you're telling me that you want to become a real estate guy in our company, the top company that we're talking about here. And you have zero experience in sales. You never sold any apartment or anything because I couldn't be an architect. I'm not an architect or an engineer, so I could come from that angle, or a legal guy that could come. What could I do? Sell. So he said, you never sold anything. What that is related to apartments or condos or similar, whatever. Anyways, what are you going to do? And you want me to hire you here. So I said, yeah, give me a chance. I'll do anything. I'll come, you know, I don't know, wash floors. I'll make coffee for you guys. Just put me somewhere. I'll learn the business and you'll see I'll be good. So it looks at me, okay, you're telling me to hire you with no experience. I said, okay, I'll do it. But I'll tell you why I'm going to do it. I was stunned and ecstatic. I wanted to jump out of my seat. But why would he do that? Meaning, why would a person hire me to be there? I couldn't believe it. Anyways, and he's telling me, because of your resume. So I'm like, what? My resume has nothing to do with real estate. So not the real estate. You've been to almost every single Jewish community to North America. So I say, yeah, multiple times. Yeah, and you have some connections. Yeah. So I said, well, I'm looking for someone for 3 years. I'm looking for someone to go and sell condos, luxury condos, to the Jewish community in America. You're the guy to do it. I will train you. You're smart. I'll train you. I'll give you training in marketing, sales, and basic engineering, architecture, planning, whatever you need to know real estate and how our company works and, you know, this whole thing. So you can explain to clients what to do. And you're going to go to do marketing strategy plus sales. Immediately I said, yes. And I became a part of it. And I'll never forget how ecstatic I was. It was like the pursuit of happiness that, you know, you go out like, it was like the same thing, same reaction. And that was the start. And then, boom, everything like sort of, you get hit. So how come you get hit? How come you get knocked down? How does that happen? It happens. And I'll tell you exactly how it happens. It happens because for 3.5 months, no apartment was sold. In the beginning, they told me, go, just market, learn the market, study the market. And I did. I went around, I was flying all around, came back. I worked like a dog and everything. But nothing was happening. Nothing was happening. And then I remember after three plus months, came to me that vice president and said, listen, we're not selling anything. If this is not happening, we're closing it. We're shutting it down. It's a beautiful little operation, but you're not selling anything without production, you're not here. And I remember I took it so hard. What am I doing wrong? And I consulted with everybody there and people I know, and I didn't do a lot of things. But I had to just keep on going, keep on going, keep on knocking, keep on knocking. And finally, I got to that guy who was willing to buy something, who was very, very interested, brought his, it was a big luxury apartment, whatever. He got his family, they came to Israel, and then he gets cold feet. Are you guys knowing? Do you know what I'm talking about? You guys know what I'm talking about? He gets cold feet. And I called the guy who was above me, and I called him up, and he said to me something that I'll never forget, that it was so powerful. He said to me, in Hebrew it says, Kanatanim, that here you are tested. That's where you are tested. And I was like, it was like, bam. I called that guy who wanted to buy the apartment and said to him, listen, please don't make a decision yet. You can always say no. You're still here, flying back tomorrow. He was flying back tomorrow to New York. I said, let me come to you. I got into my banged up car at the time and I drove straight. I said to him, I'm on my way anyways. You know that sentence, all of you know it. And I want to tell you about this. And I drove there and we sat there, and after a few hours, sure enough, with a great saleswoman over there, she taught me so much. He bought the apartment. And that was the first thing. Little I knew that a month and a half later, I would be selling 3 or 4 more. And then 2 or 3 months later, I would sell about 20. So never give up. And even if people tell you that you're not good enough and you're not, smart enough and you don't have the resume, career, education, whatever, don't listen to anyone. Whatever we want to do, we do. We need the one above to help us. We can't do without him. We can't do without him. But if we don't believe in ourselves, who will believe in us? You guys have a beautiful day. Take care of yourselves. Hey guys, thanks for joining me in this CRE Shark Eye Show. I hope you enjoyed it. And go subscribe, download, do whatever you guys need to do. And I'll see you in the next episode. Take care of yourselves.